This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from Sumer Sports, Stats and Scheme Podcast, he's Sean Syed. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Sean. Baltimore Ravens, it's not my opinion, it's statistically one of the more prolific offenses in all the NFL. And they added another piece, Deontay Johnson, to this wide receiver room. How much better and more unstoppable would this Ravens offense be now?
You know, Deontay Johnson is really good at separating from cornerbacks on the outside, and that's a really great skill set to have for a Ravens offense where they're going to get a ton of man coverage as teams are trying their best to find a way to really stop that running game. So I really like that particular skill set. I do always wonder, you know, when a team trades a player away, it feels like the team that is trading that player away, the Panthers in this case, maybe knows a little bit more about the player than the Ravens do at this point. So you hope that he comes in and everything is able to mesh well with that group. But just from a skill set perspective, that's a really nice thing to add here, where we think to that Browns loss, unfortunately, you get a bunch of drop passes. And I think Deontay Johnson's going to be a player that late in the season when the Ravens are playing deep into the playoffs, he's going to be open, and Lamar Jackson is going to be able to find him.
One of the things that we're frustrated with here is a lack of pressure that the Ravens are getting on quarterbacks. I know they lost Jadeveon Clowney and Patrick Queen's, you know, the now Steeler, but I don't believe that's the reason. Is there anything you see, or do you agree with me at all, actually?
You know, it's interesting when I watch the film, and I think back to last year where it felt like Mike McDonald's superpower was just getting awesome performances from all of these guys. And Clowney is out of there, but everyone just drops off just a touch in their pressure percentage. And now, I mean, they were ninth in pressure rate last year. They're like 25th or 26th this year. That's really, to me, the biggest reason, actually, why this defense is struggling, even though you look at some of the issues in the secondary. And for me, it feels like for a team that can absolutely challenge the Chiefs this year, we saw it happen early in the season, and it feels like the Ravens are just getting better than that. It feels like you have to make a move at that edge rusher spot just to add a little bit of juice in that room.
So let's talk about, I mean, Ed brought up the pass rush. When you're watching it on film, because it was Jameis Winston last week, we saw the dropped interceptions, as you mentioned. Is this more of a pass rush problem, more of a cornerback problem, in your opinion? Or, I mean, do they both deserve a lion's share of the blame?
You know, it has to be a little bit of both. When I look back at that Browns film, I mean, Winston, he's taking his drops. He's taking three steps. He's hanging out there a little bit. He's throwing open receivers, so it felt like a combination of both. But for me going forward, I would rather prioritize that pass rush because, again, you have a bunch of dropped interceptions that could have sealed that game, and there's just a lot of weird things that are happening in that game between the fourth and one miss on offense, between obviously a bunch of dropped passes on some key downs. So I think in the long run, prioritizing that pass rush, certainly for this season, I think that has more of an effect because that pressure – can help out that coverage where you're going to be playing a lot of zone coverage anyway. And look, there's going to be times where the offense is going to pick you apart, of course, when you're in zone coverage, when you have injuries at cornerback. But I just really think that having a pass rush that is able to affect the quarterback more that just has more positive effect in the long run.
Here is Sean Syed from Stats and Scheme Podcast. Sean, Ravens with Lamar Jackson in that backfield along with the most dominant running back right now in the game, and Derrick Henry. Do you recall statistically to have two players, a quarterback and a running back, that would produce at the level that he's going to produce? You look at Lamar on pace for 4,000 yards, 1,000 yards rushing, and also Derrick Henry on pace for almost 2,000 yards rushing.
I mean, it's so awesome. You just look at all the like historic quarterback seasons, whether it's, I know you look at Colin Kaepernick, you look at Cam Newton, you look at Mike Vick, it feels like you don't get as lucky sometimes having a running back that is that good. And it feels like you can count on every single game having one just awesome, awesome, awesome explosive play. And that's why I think it's so interesting you add Deontay Johnson, where this run game is so good. If you're a defense, you have to spend so many resources. You have to put so many players in the box to try and stop this. And hey, also Lamar Jackson is playing better than his MVP season. So when I look at how to defend this offense, sometimes it feels like the only way to defend them is hope that you get a bunch of weird angles of the sun that cause drops down the field. So it's just such a fun offense to watch week to week. And it makes me glad that the Ravens made that move, because, I think all GMs feel like, hey, we want to be kind of chasing the championship at the end of the season, but this team is clearly all in, and they should be, because they absolutely have the talent on offense where even when the defense is falling off a little bit, put together between the offense and defense, it is just like, it is a sustainable championship contender in this league.
I felt they had the best personnel in the league last year and going to this year. The defense obviously is a cause for concern for a lot of people. I still think the team is really good. I guess the question, do you think they can turn this defense around before the trade deadline with picking up a pass rush or et cetera? Or are they going to have to win their games like 35-27 for the rest of the year?
You know, it as a just a team overall, if you're like a top end unit offense, a lot of times you only need kind of that middle of the road defense or like getting into that 12th ranking as opposed to being really a top five spot. And to me, it's more can Zach Orr continue to just, mesh everything together where he can be a great game planner in the playoffs. It does feel like, this is an offense-led unit. I don't think we need to pretend about that, where last year there were certainly times where it did feel like it was defense first. But I'm fine with this team kind of shifting more towards, hey, your real, real superstars are going to be on that offensive end, and then you're going to get some plays from the defense. Kyle Hamilton's going to come down with those interceptions, and that's enough to sort of flip it. So I think it's going to be a little bit of those shootouts. You're definitely going to have to see that. But the Ravens, I think, are more than happy to do that. And then you can maybe get a little bit of variance where you're just forcing that interception. You're getting enough pressure. You force a sack fumble, and you're really able to move forward. But look, when I look at the rest of the AFC, I certainly think the Chiefs belong at the top. I think it's hard to kind of argue that. But when you look at that second spot, even with the Bills improving, I think doing a lot of things well, obviously they add Amari Cooper. I mean, you look back to that Bills-Ravens game, Ravens didn't have any issues getting pressure there. So that will be just an interesting back and forth going through the rest of the season.
I don't know how much you've got to see of them, but the Broncos come to town on Sunday. What are your thoughts on how they match up with each other?
Bo Nix played his best game of his career last week, so I do think that'll be interesting. I think there's still a lot of issues for Bo Nix in his game overall as a rookie, but that'll be just a fun thing, I think, to look at on film this week. But the Broncos defense loves to blitz. Like really, really wants to blitz you as a quarterback. And let me tell you who's awesome against the blitz is Lamar Jackson. So that's going to be a really fun matchup. For the Broncos defense has been excellent this year. I do wonder if the Broncos just end up rushing four and they're really able to mess around with the Ravens offensive line. But just from an overall perspective, thinking about the Broncos offense as a whole, this team is like, it's just not in the same class of team to me as the Ravens, even with, the Broncos are sitting at 5-3 right now. Of course, the Ravens are at 5-3 as well. So you hope that some of the plays last week where Jameis was just able to kind of hang out and throw those balls down the field, that's going to be a little bit more difficult, I think, for Bo Nix, even if on the opposite side, it's going to be a good matchup between the Broncos defense and Ravens offense.
There he is, Sean Syed. Tell us all about Stats and Schemes podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast where we go through every single game. We look at it from a stats perspective. We look at it from a scheme perspective. We have a little bit of fun. We hopefully learn more about the game of football, and you can always check out my Monday morning mashup on SoomerSports.com. I recap all the fun things that happen from Football Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.